This is an MUT Radio podcast.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Kelese. Yes, I didn't know what it would be, but anyway, we do have the HOD is going to stand on behalf of UDVC. So he is a HOD of Nature Conservation, who's Prof. Akasha and Anandra. Yes, yeah, we'll keep the ball rolling. That we'd like to ask the prof, the doctor, can you please give us your take based on this progress on this congress actually or program?
Thank you very much. Well, thus far we see a vibrant atmosphere where students have an opportunity to present at a so-called real-life congress. It's for most of them, it's their first time to be in front of an audience to present scientific research. And we have international professors coming in from Uganda, and they are present and they are listening to students who are doing research. And they have found it to be very impressive. So in the Department of Nature Conservation, it's not only staff that go out to Congress and conferences, but students are trained here at home how to present, how to prepare, and what is an international Congress like. So overall, from the students to the staff to the international guests, we have a great success. Thank you.
No, maybe if you can give me maybe some of the, what are the primary goals or objectives of the Global Congress on Ecosystem Rehabilitation and Restoration?
It's a major topic in the world. Because of climate change, we have natural pristine areas being degraded, and we need systems to say, how do we get back all those degraded and destroyed areas where there was a rich flora and fauna? And we've established this Congress to enlighten others that we have a system of rehabilitation. We have a system for restoration. And if we can have that mindset, then we are able to work together from academia to communities to business to say, we have a responsibility to the environment. Let's work together and let's bring it back to its pristine state. We are losing a lot of biodiversity. And South Africa is the third largest in its biodiversity. So it takes more effort from us to say, we need to monitor, we need to look at what we are losing, why we are losing certain species, why is reserves and protected areas becoming degraded. So this Congress helps to enlighten, to create awareness, and to give area students a time to research in certain specific areas of the environment.
Thank you so much, Prof. I heard you speaking about climate change. I want Prof to brief us shortly about how does actually climate change influence the discussion and the strategies presented at the Congress?
Climate change is the fundamental basis for the ecosystems that are losing their biodiversity. We've seen the impact of climate change all over the world. And we are also victims in South Africa, where we are seeing, for example, lakes, rivers, and dams drying up. There's a loss of water. Or in other areas, there's abundance of water. We are getting tornadoes. We are getting types of weather we have not seen before. Floods. So if we are not aware of the impact of climate change, we remain in ignorance and we remain in a way we don't know what to do. But when we use congresses like this, we allow people to learn about climate change. We see the impact of climate change, and we get to know as researchers and as students what we need to focus on, what we need to do for our country to mitigate climate change impacts.
Mm. No, thank you so much, Prof. Maybe if you can brief us what to expect, Nestle, if you have another Congress like this in the next step of the next Congress.
Going further,
yes.
This Congress is now attracting international scientists.
Mm.
So we, during this Congress, we are establishing partnerships with universities in Africa. We have professors that have come and are very keen to form the partnerships. The next step or next year, we will have more students from African countries presenting. We will have more science from African countries coming to present. We would have an exchange programs where staff and students can visit each other's countries, spend time with them, learn and research together. So the Congress is a foundation where many other spin-off projects that can come out of it. So we are hoping to make this a really global Congress where we all work together on this continent to form a team of active scientists and students that work on a common problem.
Mm. No, thank you so much for joining us today, Prof. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and we've learned more things from you. Thank you so much. You can enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for having me here. All the best. Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.